It's now time to talk Perry LeCompton football with head coach Mike Paramore on FM 103.9 KNZA. Last week, the Perry LeCompton Cavs went on the road and beat Bishop Ward in a dogfight 42-35. So, coach, we'll start there. Just overall, a really good bounce-back win for your guys.
I love the way they competed. I mean, we went up there and we found ourselves in a 14-0 hole early. And, you know, we had to go dig in a little bit and found out a little bit about our character. I think Bishop Ward's a better team than a lot of people realize. And they gave us all we wanted. But for us to come out with a W, I was really pleased with the character of our kids and how hard they battled when they faced adversity.
Open up the offense a little bit as well. Gunnar Ball threw for 196 yards, 5 touchdowns, 2 of those to Kale Gorski and also 2 more to Ty Williams. What did you see from the passing game there on Friday night?
It was something that, you know, we haven't had to do a lot of, just been able to ground the ball out and run it pretty efficiently. But Ward came up and really packed the box and gave us fronts that made it difficult. Felt like we've got good athletes and Gunner throws it well, that we took advantage of some opportunities. And just to pleased to see that part of our offense is now falling in place and can be a threat.
What did that game just show you about your guys? Because you had lost 2 straight going into that game when you mentioned you got down 14-0. What did just that game overall show you about this unit that you have this year?
It showed we got some resilience and some toughness. You know, we're still trying to find an identity of who we are, and that came a long ways to showing that we got some guys that want to compete and it's important to them. And, you know, even though we got down in a hole early, we never panicked, and, you know, Ward came back and answered, so we had to come back and answer several times and rally and get things done and just to show that we want to compete and can continue to play hard is a really good thing. I mean, we got a lot of things we got to clean up and get better at execution-wise, both sides of the ball. But if our guys are going to play hard and compete, man, we got a chance.
Now you look ahead to this week, you'll have Baldwin coming to town. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the Perry LeCompton Cavs Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Perry LeCompton Locker Room Chats. We're talking with head coach Mike Paramore. It's brought to you by the First State Bank of Perry. And, well, coach, you look at it this week. You've got Baldwin now coming to town. They're a team that's had some struggles here on the year. But what do you look at overall here with Baldwin?
You know, Baldwin's got some things going on. They got a great coaching staff. Coach Lisher used to be at Free State, is down there now, and just trying to get that program back to where it used to be. So, you know, they're going to come in and going to be well coached. They're a little thin on numbers, but their kids seem to play pretty hard. Definitely are well coached in what they're doing. So, again, we go back to us. We got to take care of us, make sure this week in practice we're getting better, improving on the things that we do well, and taking those things that we're not very good at yet and get those better. So, you know, we always point to us. If we can get ourselves better, take care of our business, and then those things on Friday night will fall in place.
Yeah, you talk about worrying about just yourself. I know heading into last week against Bishop Ward, that was something you talked about, is handling the little things. How do you feel your guys did handle some of those little things that kind of cost you in the couple weeks before there on Friday?
Yeah, I think we're making progress. I mean, I think the guys are understanding, too, that fine line between what makes a play successful or not successful or allows us defensively to get a stop or not get a stop is, you know, a really fine thing. And continue to press upon them. We need all 11 guys working. I mean, football, to me, is the greatest team game because, you know, defensively, everybody's got a fit. Everybody's got a job. And you trust your job. And you trust that your partner's going to do their job. And then we got a good thing going. And, you know, all phases of football take all 11 guys to do exactly what they need to be doing. And if we can do that, then we got a chance to be successful and play well on Friday nights.
Yeah, does that all come back to kind of leadership as well? I know the last couple of weeks you said, you know, you've had some good leadership from guys. How do you feel like the leadership of this unit is right now? Obviously, it was big last week after getting down and coming back and winning that ball game the way they did. But are you pretty comfortable with where the leadership is right now?
Yeah, it's coming along. I mean, our seniors are stepping into that role and understanding that it's their turn. You know, they've been able to follow some pretty good leaders in front of them over the past few years. And you know, have now developed that role that they're the guys out front. And, you know, those guys stepped up and made a lot of plays for us on Friday night. And that's good to see.
And overall, coach, final thing here. What's it going to come down to here on Friday night? What do you feel like you need to see the most?
I think we just need to continue to play hard. I mean, we've shown that that's a big part of what we need to do and continue to progress in what we're doing. You know, running the football was tough last week for us, and it's something we've been doing pretty well, but we balanced it out by we threw the ball really well. And I like that from our offense, that we are balanced enough to take advantage of what they're going to give us. Defensively, I'd like to see us get better. I think we need to be more assignment sound. We're a little bit out of fit on some things and do a better job defensively assignment sound.
Well, coach, again, congratulations on the win over Bishop Ward last week. Thank you so much, as always, for taking the time. Good luck against Baldwin.
I appreciate it, Johnny. Thank you.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Mike Paramore, head coach of the Perry LeCompton Cavs, joining us on our locker room chats. It's brought to you by the First State Bank of Perry on FM 103.9 KNZA.